Welcome to today's market report. Chairman Powell said the economy will need high levels of accommodative monetary policy for an extended period. This now puts the focus squarely on Capitol Hill to see whether Republicans and Democrats can reach a consensus on the latest stimulus measures before the expiry of some existing measures on Friday. Second quarter GDP figures are due for release later today in both the US and Germany and will reveal the depths of economic fallout from the pandemic. Expectations are for an annualized decline in US GDP of 34% on the quarter and an absolute decline of 9% in Germany. July unemployment figures from Germany will also be studied carefully. So far, job losses have stayed relatively contained in Europe thanks to government's job retention schemes, but this cannot last forever, and earnings data so far has suggested many companies remain under pressure. GBP/USD fades upside momentum from 130.13, the highest since March 10th, and is down 0.35% on a day to 129.50, as Thursday's four-hour chart is showing. The UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said today, "I'm worried about the second wave of COVID-19. On quarantine guidelines for travellers from Spain, Hancock said, "We are working on possible ways to release them earlier by adding testing." This is on the back of news from The Telegraph that the UK is set to cut quarantine period for travellers from Spain to 10 days from 14 days. According to the FX Street, GBP/USD is on the back foot as the Fed and dovish decision triggered a force break above 130 as expected, and the downfall is sending the cable below the uptrend channel. German GDP is due 9 o'clock this morning London time, is expected to show the economy contracted 9% quarter on quarter in April to June period, having shrank by 2.2% in the first quarter. A bigger than expected drop in the GDP reading won't be a surprise and could strengthen the bearish pressures around the euro, according to FX analysts. Although the reaction to the data could likely remain limited in light of upturn seen in German manufacturing sector this month, the dollar index was up 0.1% at 93.498, recovering a touch from the 93.273 level seen earlier, its lowest level in more than 2 years. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.